Blackstone Audio presents
Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell. Chapter 1. The Rue du Coq d'Or, Paris, 7 in the morning. A succession of furious, choking yells from the street. Madame Mons, who kept the little hotel opposite mine, had come out onto the pavement to address a lodger on the third floor. Her bare feet were stuck into sabots, and her grey hair was streaming down. Madame Mons,
"Salope, salope! How many times have I told you not to squash bugs on the wallpaper? Do you think you've bought the hotel, eh? Why can't you throw them out of the window like everyone else? Putain! Salope!"
The woman on the third floor, "Fash!" Thereupon a whole variegated chorus of yells, as windows were flung open on every side, and half the street joined in the quarrel. They shut up abruptly 10 minutes later, when a squadron of cavalry rode past, and people stopped shouting to look at them. I sketch this scene just to convey something of the spirit of the Rue du Coq d'Or. Not that quarrels were the only thing that happened there, but still we seldom got through the morning without at least one outburst of this description. Quarrels, and the desolate cries of street hawkers, and the shouts of children chasing orange peel over the cobbles, and at night loud singing and the sour reek of the refuse carts, made up the atmosphere of the street. It was a very narrow street, a ravine of tall, leprous houses.